Murals are one of the most prevalent public forms of art you can find in Milwaukee. They transform blank walls into canvases that can highlight positive aspects of our culture, comment on local issues, and express the values and dreams of the greater Milwaukee community. For the second part of the series, Reflections of Representation, WUWM Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly reports from Black Cat Alley on the east side of Milwaukee.
Inside Black Cat Alley, you're surrounded by a burst of colorful murals. A blue hand serving a purple heart on a yellow platter. Bees swarming around pieces of honeycomb. A young girl reading a book as a galaxy of planets spreads out behind her. Isaiah Jefferson walks through the alley with his daughter to her elementary school every day.
My daughter enjoys art and nature. Black Cat Alley has a lot of beautiful art and paintings and stuff that, you know, that she likes to enjoy and stuff like that.
Jefferson says the 21 murals help both of them learn about other people. One memorable trip through the alley led to a conversation about immigration and the difficulties that can come with living in a new country. He explains the mural that sparked that discussion.
Their mom was an immigrant that had moved here, and it was dedicated to her. Like a few people in the art here who are going through different things in their life, you could tell by from the depiction of the pictures and stuff like that. And it's kind of, like I said, art tells a story. And, you know, sometimes the words can't express it, but the picture can.
The term mural was popularized following the Mexican Revolution in the early 1900s. Murals that came out of this period often showcase cultural pride and contain social and political messages. Milwaukee native and muralist Reynaldo Hernandez says the Mexican muralist movement was a major inspiration for him. Hernandez has painted over 50 murals in Milwaukee. One of his most recognizable works is the Mural of Peace on West National Avenue. It features an eagle and a dove against the backdrop of rainbow stripes. Hernandez says these images are meant to evoke feelings of peace and togetherness, while the blue lightning in the mural is a symbol for tension and conflict.
That's the point. I try to, like, take words, written words, and try to transform it into a visual form without words, and yet you can look at it and read and see what's going on.
Translating ideas into images is also what motivates Milwaukee muralist Tia Richardson.
When you look at it, you might see something different, or you might see your own ideas or your own story or, you know, outside of the lines of, like, what I've drawn or the ideas that I've drawn.
Many of her murals are created with community input, including one at La Escuela Fratney Elementary School in River West. The 40 by 16 foot mural features vivid scenes of children reading books, playing soccer, and marching for their rights. La Escuela Fratney serves students and families who have immigrated to Milwaukee from Mexico, Central America, South America, and the Caribbean. Richardson says creating the mural meant translating those stories of immigration into art.
And it's a difficult journey at times, getting here and then putting down new roots. There's a plant that represents to one teacher who told a very moving story about some of the, you know, experiences that her students have gone through, young, K through fifth grade. There's an image of a teacher giving a young student a plant.
A plant to grow roots in a new place. Once the mural was finished, the students were happy to see their stories reflected. It's also a mural for the broader community.
This mural has images of the houses in the neighborhood, the style of house that's here local, the school itself, the architecture of the school, so that the community here, when they see it, they'll recognize their own community or landmarks. So I learned that that was important, the importance of people being able to recognize something of their community.
While some forms of public art in Milwaukee, like monuments and statues, don't represent a diverse history, murals from local artists like Richardson and Hernandez help document stories that don't often get told. Coming up in the final part of Reflections of Representation, we learn how Bell Phillips became the first African-American woman to have a statue dedicated to her legacy on the grounds of the Wisconsin State Capitol. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.